It's Loans and Izzy. 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 It's Loans and Izzy.
And welcome back to our Clear to Close podcast. It's our first episode since March, the beginning of March, and we had Chris Kara George. I am Angela Benevich, here with my host, co-host, husband, partner in life.
That's your cue.
That's your cue, honey. So we're doing a Zoom podcast today. It's actually new to us as well, too, just because we hadn't done this. We usually record in the studio, but right now we are recording live from our home, from the Benevich Castle. So we have a very special guest today. Been trying to get her on the show for a while. Wanted to find a good reason to talk about notarizing, right? And now we do. It's like perfect. It all worked out well. Not that the whole situation's perfect, but it just worked out well that now we have you on our podcast. So would you like to introduce yourself? Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. And yes, it's been tricky, but my name is Selena Lane. And I am a notary signing agent, and I own Knock Knock Notary Signing Services.
All right. I love your name. So tell me, how did you come up with that name?
My husband actually did, because he's the funny, punny guy that likes to write jingles for us. So,
really?
Not officially or professionally, but at the dining room table or cruising around the backyard, wherever we are, he likes to. He likes to do little jingles and stuff. So
that's funny.
Yeah.
So what's the jingle for Knock Knock Not a Notary?
I don't remember it. It was something like Knock Knock Notary, Knock Knock Notary. I'm sure he remembers every detail, but it was never set in stone. So
yeah. And so how long have you been a notary?
Probably about a year and a half.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
I thought you'd been doing it for a long time. You seem so well-versed in notarizing and all of what comes with it.
I appreciate that. I've been in real estate for a little while, working as a wholesaler and investor. And so that's primarily where my knowledge of real estate comes from. Uh-huh. And I like the lender side of it. Lenders they're my people. I feel like I'm a closet lender. Or soon to break out of a shell. I don't know what that means exactly.
A closet lender.
Hey. I appreciate what you guys do so much, you know, and I get it. I know what you're going through, and to be an extension for you guys is, you know, that's where my heart is. And I think it's a really important part of the process to be part of that closing ceremony. And so I study all the documents and I just listen to whatever I can and learn wherever I can. So I'm glad that you perceived that.
We do. I think that you're the last person, if we have a notary for a transaction, you're the last person our customers see. So you're an extension of us as well, too. I've had experiences where a notary goes to a closing. Like one of them took 3 hours because she stamped every page with her notary stamp. I thought that was crazy. It was just a bad closing. And, you know, it's you guys are an extension of us. So whenever we partner up with notaries, and, you know, I don't so much right now just because we were doing everything like e-closings and we're doing face-to-face, but now with everything going on, you guys are like coming out and we're like, where are our notaries at? So you're one of the notaries that I'll definitely be referring during this time, just because I know that you work really solid and I think that you have a lot to offer when it comes to customer service, just by the conversations we've had on Facebook and, you know, over Messenger and over just talking on the phone, and we've gotten to know each other through Facebook.
You know, Selena, I have to apologize. In this current environment, you may have noticed that I fell offline there for a minute. So I missed a little bit of what you said about all the things that you do. You're a mobile notary, correct?
Yes. So kind of mixed in a couple of different areas, but primarily the reason people contact me is as a mobile notary. Sometimes because I speak Spanish, sometimes just because they really just need someone with a stamp to go out there. But my specialty is real estate documents and walking your clients through everything. So if they have any questions at all, I make sure that they don't walk away without being completely satisfied. So I know who to call. I know how to find their questions or find their answers in the documents. And so that's really my primary goal, is to make sure to, you know, like Angela was saying, to be that extension of you and to ensure that, because they are, I'm typically the last person they see, they get everything they need. They know who to call after the transaction. So I'm there to kind of soothe them.
That's good.
That's awesome, because you don't need somebody, like in a loan process, we don't need somebody that's going to frazzle the customers, you know, especially at the end. That's so important that you have that soothing, you know, personality and that you bring that to the table. With everything going on, how's your business right now?
It feels like things have been turned inside out. But it's good. You know, I like to think that I'm flexible and I can solve problems and rise above, you know, at least keep my head above water a little bit. And to be honest, when all of this first hit the fan, I took 2 weeks and isolated. Got myself together, got things organized at my house with my family, with my parents that don't live with us. And I just got into prayer and to figure out what I was going to do and how things were going to go. And this was during the time everybody was having their meetings. How are we going to handle this? What's going to happen? And so it was really kind of quiet. So it was interesting that by the time I got myself organized, the call started coming in when I finally decided, okay, I think we're going to be all right. We have plenty of food. No one has a fever. We're okay. And that was about the time that I went ahead and started taking calls. But at the same time, you know, It's so different, because seeing someone face to face, to me, the biggest part is making sure that they're comfortable. I mean, obviously my health comes first, because if I can't do signings, I can't do signings. I can't help anyone unless, you know, put your mask on first, right? Oh, that's a bad pun, or a good pun. So my primary goal was to make sure everybody was going to be safe and feel comfortable. So how has it been going? It's been odd, but strangely soothing at the same time, because we're all going through the same thing.
Okay. Can you guys still hear me, by the way? Because my screen. Okay, good. As long as you can hear me, as long as it's still recording, I'm good. It kind of froze, but that's been happening a lot with the Wi-Fi, because everybody's on Wi-Fi nowadays in the neighborhood and all over the city and all over the United States.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we kind of took the same stance. I mean, you know, for us, it was obviously closing out the loans we had for March and finding a new system that worked for us at home, you know, coming home and working from home and making sure that the kids did their work. And, you know, thank God for Nana's, because my mom has helped me out tremendously. Like, she literally went back to old school teaching. She has like a ruler or paddle, or whatever, on her table.
Right.
So, we did the same thing, but now that we've kind of gotten over the last, you know, few weeks of just, what do we do? How do we manage? What does our new world look like until further notice? And we've established like the same routine. So now we're working and back on track, and, you know, we're animals of, what's the word? We adapt.
Which is a habit.
Yeah, habit. We have to adapt to situations. And I've definitely been through, I've been in the mortgage business 16 years, so I've been through a lot of ups and downs. And so this one is probably the worst I've seen. But we're pushing through, and I'm glad you are too.
It's incredible, and it really shows you what your processes are like. You know, it really tests all your processes, and it's really... It's interesting to see where I don't know how to say it really, but you know, what's tight, what's not, what's working, what isn't. And it causes everyone to kind of go into this overdrive that forces you to create new processes as well and shortcuts. And I'm enjoying that part of it.
it's definitely a different way of doing business and definitely challenging. But we have people such as you to help us out with the process. This just makes me feel better as an originator, knowing that we have people that will help us out to get the transaction through and help these families into their homes, especially right now. I mean, because there's a lot of people that were in contract that were living in apartments that had to be out by the end of March, you know? So, and then there's people that didn't have the access to go close in person. So whenever we have to do a notary closing, it's good to know that we have people such as yourself to help us along with those notarizing closings or notarized closings. So thank God for Knock Knock Notary, right?
Thank you.
We need to get your jingle on the show. We need to tell your husband to call us and give us the jingle.
What's the jingle?
He missed it.
I don't really remember. He was playing around. We're musicians, so he just came up with something on the fly. And all I remember was it sounded a little bit like, knock, knock, notary, knock, knock, notary. But I don't really, I think I'm making that up. Kind of. But I know the tempo's about right.
That's what you think you remember.
That's what I think I remember. Fortunately, he's very silly like me, so we get along very well and I get his stuff.
That's cool that you're both musicians. I was a musician in another life and so was Angela. A lot of people don't know that about her.
Oh, I
remember hearing that on a previous podcast. Was there a saxophone involved in there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. My husband likes to tell everybody what a band nerd I was, and that I was always, you know.
That's awesome. I played trumpet.
Me too.
You did?
I did my senior recital in 1998.
Oh my goodness. I won't give you any years.
In college.
That's awesome. My husband was also a trumpet player, come to find out.
Yeah. Cool.
Band geeks.
Band geeks united.
I think that musicians, I hope this doesn't get any backlash, but I think that musicians are on a slightly higher level of consciousness than non-musicians.
I'll adopt that thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. I mean, I think it definitely helps with the math we have to do day to day.
For sure.
Somehow
for sure.
I feel like that's involved somehow. I don't know. Maybe it's just in the genes.
Yeah, I think it's the numerology and the mathematics behind our business, and I agree with you. I know what you're saying. I don't know if I'm doing very well at repeating what you just said, but I know what you mean. It's kind of a Zen thing.
There you go.
So you have, okay. So going back to your jingles that your husband does, we have our own jingle here at the Clear to Close podcast. It's called Notorious Thriver. So you are now a Notorious Thriver. Okay, so we're going to find that music and put in some clips in here.
And we're going to put the clip in right here.
Yes,
Notorious Thriver.
That's how it's going to go, right?
Yep. It's playing right now. We'll take care of it in post.
So, okay, so talked about what you're doing during this time. Why did you want to be a notary? What led you to become a notary? Because you said you were also you were doing investment, right? So did you just learn about it and then figured there's a big need for it, or what enticed you to become a notary?
It was a little bit of it was out of sheer frustration. Lost a couple of deals, and I couldn't understand why someone couldn't show up on time for my closing, why they couldn't get the documents right, why it took them 24 hours to turn the documents in, Mm-hmm. It was just really hard to understand after all of this organization. You spend so much time putting your team together. You know, I'm going to work with this lender. I'm going to work with this title company. We're going to use these documents because we like how they, you know, how they word things. We appreciate this attorney. We're going to use this appraiser. And then there is just a random person that is introduced at the most crucial part of the process. Somebody you don't know, somebody you can't even contact, someone who doesn't answer their phone, someone who is 2 hours late to a closing, someone who doesn't have all the documents. I mean, you name it, I had it happen. And I just could not comprehend why that was happening. And I thought, well, who is this random person? Well, it has to be someone who's not affiliated with you or associated with you. Well, I understand that. Well, neither is the title company. The title company has to be a third person as well. So yeah. I just couldn't understand what that relationship was. And sorry, I was getting a call there. So in just trying to find out who these people were, these strange and mysterious notaries, they were sweeping in out of nowhere and mm-hmm. leaving in a puff of smoke, you know, with these crucial documents that they couldn't seem to get back in time. I came to understand who that creature was. And I thought, I can do better. And so I really, just for the sheer sake of saying, I'm going to show that I can do that better. That's why I started doing it. Really for no other reason other than to prove to myself that I could do a better job and find out what was broken. And I came to really like it. It brings together all of, it scratches all my geek genes. I love contracts. I love lending. I love real estate. I love customer service. I love closing. I love helping people. I love being in the middle of a situation that some people don't really understand and they kind of need help getting through. And so that's really just what happened. It's just kind of grown from there, which I'm really grateful for.
I love how you say that this combination of things that your job is scratches all your, the right places. You, how did you say it? It scratches what?
All my geek genes.
Yes. So, you know, most people, I think when they're not happy in their work or they're frustrated with what they do, they're not getting all of their genes scratched the right way. And so it's great that you found something that hits all the right spots and does all the things that you want to do in this life. I think that's something, that's a great takeaway from, you know, what you're sharing with us. Wouldn't you agree, Angela?
It's refreshing to know that if I have somebody that needs a notary, that I can call somebody like Selena. So like, you're my notary girl now.
Thank you.
I mean, I have other friends that have reached out that are notaries and also that do really good work as well too. So it's good to know like that we have people that we can rely on and that have that passion that you have. So I wanted to tell you that with our Notorious Thriver song, this makes you a
Notorious Thriver.
You're now a Notorious Thriver in our book.
Do we still do this? Do we still raise the roof?
Okay, so
are the kids doing that still?
Oh, my kids, like, so we came up with this song during our summit. Oh yeah. My kids came up with this, well, they helped me with this song because we had a summit at Thrive Mortgage, and so I was the team captain of a team, and I needed, like, a theme song, and so I was just thinking, like, I heard Notorious Thugs by, you know, Biggie Smalls or Notorious B.I.G., and I just started, like, because I'm very creative as well, like, I'm always thinking about different ideas of what I can do marketing stand-wise, and so I started taking the song, changing some of the words, and I was like, oh, I got it. So it just came out beautiful, and the guy that sang it, he did an amazing job. So I'm gonna be thinking of other songs to make too during this time. I'm that kind of a dork. So Ivan and I call it dorking when we get our computers, and we just dork together. We call it dorking. So
nice.
That's what we like to dork. Dorking. we said that on our last podcast.
What was that? And we have to borrow that.
Yeah, dorking.
I like that too.
We like to dork. And so prior to COVID-19, sometimes what we would do is like get our computer Saturday morning. My kids are with their dad. And we would go to like a nice hotel, have a nice breakfast, be served, and then take our computers out and work for like 3 or 4 hours, you know, and have unlimited coffee and water. And that was our Saturday. And then, of course, get in the car and go look at houses or just be dorks, you know. So we like doing stuff like that. So, okay, so now that we are getting closer to the end of our podcast, there's always a special question I like to ask people. And so I'm intrigued to hear what you might have wanted to be when you were a child. What did you think you were going to be when you were a child? Did you want to be a doctor, a nurse? Fantastic.
Yeah, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Yeah, I really just wanted to be everything. And honestly, my passion has probably always been real estate, more on the development side and philanthropic side. My dad is a draftsman, and he used to work from home. He'd have his table and all his pencils. I mean, to me, that was just dreamy to watch him work with his protractor and all these rulers and things, and he taught me how to draw in that sense, not just like here's the cat, you know. And so I used to draw out plans and stuff when I was little, like 6-7 years old. I would draw out little plans for places, and anytime he would bring home boxes of things, electronics or anything like that, I would take all the little styrofoam pieces out of the boxes and I would line them up either like buildings or furniture, and I would cut those pieces of styrofoam. I mean, it's just crazy. So I would create little developments out of all of these little trinkets I could find around the house, and create like cut out construction paper and make a lake and put all my Barbies out there and all my little stuffed animals, and they all lived in this little community I developed. So that's kind of always, real estate has always been my passion, really. But I love music so much. I've always just wanted to continue writing, and I really, everything. I want to do it all. I want to grow up to be a philanthropist. To work in that capacity, not just have the mindset, you know, to be able to really pull people together and make a difference. That's it.
Okay. So tell us some personal information about yourself. Do you have any children, including fur babies? And
Okay. I have a boy. He's at home. He's going to be 14. In April this month. Oh my gosh, this month.
Oh wow.
He's gonna be 14 this month.
Wow.
Has he done the shift yet, Selena? Because I have I have two older sons. And when my sons turn 14, it's like my younger son's always been kind of, you know. But my older son, when he turned 14, he just changed his whole personality. But he came back to his original self. It took a couple years. My son came back, you know, but he was different for 2 years, you know, from when he was like 14 to 16.
Yes, he's definitely a different boy. Not too much so, but I definitely noticed a difference. There's more of that knowledge that we're not the heroes anymore. My husband and I aren't the heroes anymore. But there's still a twinge of that little boy that sneaks out every now and then.
Yeah.
So he's still really sweet.
I think that continues. Angela says that happens with me every now and then.
Yeah, sometimes I see the little boy in Ivan. And so, yeah, I think it never leaves a boy. I think it stays with them forever. Okay, so fur babies. Do you have any fur babies?
Two fur babies. We have two cats. And they're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. We have a little old lady cat, and she is literally little. She's tiny. She has little bitty paws and a little bitty face. And her name is Mimi. And we have a younger cat, kind of, I guess, a young adult cat who is ginormous. And he's very sweet, but he thinks he's a lion. So,
yeah. So my cat's name is Panther, and he thinks he's a real panther. So, and he's mean too. And he's about, how old is Panther? Almost 12 years old. He has the same birthday as
I thought we said 11. He'll be 12 in May.
I've given him Angelina's birthday since we got him when Angelina was 3 months old. The cat was about 3 months old. So he's adopted my daughter's birthday as well too. So.
And does he live inside?
He does, but he likes to get out. But if we let him out, he'll drive us crazy at 3 o'clock in the morning and start tapping the door. So we just keep him inside just to give us some peace. So.
Yeah, sometimes I throw him out if he's depends on what kind of mess he's made in the house that day.
Yeah, and we just recently lost our Chloe Kai. We had a little song for her, so I won't sing it right now because then I might cry.
So I'm so sorry. So, I remember seeing your post about that. I'm so terribly sorry.
It was hard, and you know, people don't. You know, I think sometimes don't understand that. Hey. You know, loan officers are people too. We have families and babies and kids and dogs and cats. So on Monday, it was, I still had to work, but it was definitely, my mind was a little clouded because I was sad, but I had people that, you know, needed clothes. So the work never stopped. So tears running down my face, typing and on the phone, still working. Yeah. We still have to work. We still have to service our clients. So. That's just being, that's just part of our job as a loan officer.
So, yeah, the show must go on.
The show must go on. And then we can, you know, later on in the night, talk about, you know, how we feel or what happens in our life. And similar to, not that we're anything compared to a doctor, but doctors still have to continue to do their part when they're saving lives. So we're making lives here. You know, we're making people's dreams come true when they're by their first home. So, or their second home, or their third home, or their 20th home, cares. But we know it's our mission to help people. So, but this is the part where we have to say goodbye.
Before we go, how do we find you, Selena? If anybody needs a mobile notary, and let's make sure people know how to find you.
So you can text me or call me, or you can reach out to me on my website at knockknocknotary.com. My phone number, you can call my cell directly, is 346-332-3083, or you can email me at selena@knockknocknotary.com.
Is there anything you can't do as a mobile notary, or can you just solve all problems when you show up with your stamp?
I solve all the problems.
Awesome.
You know, there are very few things that I would say I cannot do, but those are all within the law. So I have to stay within the law.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
We'll cover that when we get to it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Selena. It was a pleasure. I love when our podcasts go by really fast because we have so much to talk about that it just goes by fast. And everybody's nervous when they get on the podcast, but when they get on, like, it flows. So thank you for coming on and being with us.
Oh, thank you guys. It's such an honor to be on the show with you guys. I really appreciate you.
You have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. You as well.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Notorious Thrivers. Notorious Thrivers. Notorious Thrivers. Notorious Thrivers. Notorious Thrivers.